This is Kate Harness with 307net Radio, and today I'm here with Micah Most. Hello, Micah. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kate?
Good, Micah. Let me introduce you. You are the Agricultural and Natural Resources Educator at the Johnson County Extension Office.
That is correct.
That's quite the mouthful.
It is.
I think some people might think of you or know your role anyway better as County Ag Agent. Is
yes,
that fair to say?
That is.
And how you haven't been here very long, Micah.
No, I started last summer. My first day was June 30th, so I was here right in time to take in the Johnson County Fair, which was wonderful. Had a great time there. And I've really enjoyed getting to know the community in my time since.
Well, wonderful. Well, welcome to Johnson County. Before we get going, maybe you'd just like to explain to us what your role is here at the Extension Office. Maybe not everybody is familiar with what the Extension Office is now doing, and particularly with you here now.
Sure. I guess I consider myself an extension of the University of Wyoming Extension Resources here in Johnson County. My main role as an educator is to provide learning opportunities and continuing education. And since my area is agriculture and natural resources, I am mainly focused on interacting with the adult population, ranchers, homeowners, gardeners, and folks that have any questions related to their water, soil, plants, animals, those types of things.
So you're a go-to place when people feel that they are not sure of what they should be doing on their own, is that right?
Yes, I am an absolutely free resource for the community.
Okay, and so tell me a little bit about your day. What have you been doing since you've been here in June?
Yeah, I have been learning a lot about the Johnson County community. I grew up in western Nebraska, so it's not all that different here in northeast Wyoming. The snow tends to stick around a little bit longer than it would back in Nebraska, but that's all right. We're happy for the moisture. Absolutely. I have had several folks come into my office already with plant samples and soil samples for me to help them test and analyze. Had a few really interesting insects in October to identify. And so I do what I can with my knowledge, but I also have access to the entire extension team across the state and the specialists down at the university in Laramie. So I'm a broker of information. That's kind of how I view my position.
I like that term very much, a broker of information. That's a wonderful way of putting it. Maybe 307net Radio is somewhat that too, a broker of information. And so basically, if somebody has a question or an uncertainty or a thought about something that could fall into any of those categories, just get in touch with you and you'll see what you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I don't know the answer, I probably know somebody who does.
Okay, and so it's not just for hardcore ag and ranch people. You also were telling me that you you provide support for gardeners, keen gardeners too.
Yeah, and I'm taking the University of Wyoming Master Gardener training over the winter and really enjoying that experience. My mom always had a big vegetable and flower garden growing up, and so her green thumb rubbed off on me, I think, a little bit, and looking forward to helping people that way too.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. So any gardeners who may be listening, you know, Micah may be able to transform your tomatoes into a bumper and even more delicious crop than last year, so thank you. One of the reasons for us getting together, Micah, was to talk about the pesticide safety and application program that you're running. Maybe you could just describe a little bit about what that is and why it needs to be.
Absolutely. So we have recertification trainings coming up here at the end of January. That'll be January 30th in Buffalo and January 31st in KC for private pesticide application recertification trainings. So this is for anyone that needs to apply a restricted use pesticide. You must have your private applicator's license through the university or through the Wyoming Department of Agriculture to purchase those chemicals and then apply those safely. And so I'm hosting those events. It'll be a 4-hour training where we'll go through some of the basics of pesticides, how to apply them safely, how to protect yourself, how to protect the environment, and some introductory things on nozzle calibration for both handheld and mechanical sprayers.
Okay, thank you. And so let's talk about those two P's, because there's the pesticide P and there's people P. So what are the pesticides that we're really talking about? Why does somebody think, oh, maybe I need to you know, renew my application, or why did I need to get certified in the first place? What are these pesticides that we're talking about?
Sure. So the category of pesticides that you must have this license to purchase are referred to as restricted use pesticides, or RUPs. And those you will find out if you're not able to purchase those if you go to your local co-op or to the hardware store and they ask to see your license at purchase. Those are the types and classes of pesticides that you need to have this license to apply.
And why are these pesticides regulated in such a way to begin with?
Typically, it's that there's some level of hazard to the applicator. And so the Wyoming Department of Ag wants to make sure that everyone is trained and knows kind of the risk that they're taking upon themselves by handling and applying these chemicals, making sure that they're doing that in a safe way, and also making sure that they're transporting and storing them in a way that will provide the least amount of risk of harm to the environment.
Okay, so it's protecting not only yourself, but the area in which you may be storing it and or applying it.
Exactly.
Okay, and so what would typically, give me an example of a pesticide that would be used for what? What sort of invasions or would you be wanting this sort of pesticide for?
Sure. Several of the broadleaf pesticides are classified as restricted use, and so those would be the pesticides you would be applying to weeds in a pasture setting where you want to leave the grass intact and kill the weeds. Could also be something you're applying onto your lawn if you're trying to kill broadleaf weeds. And the reason that those would be restricted is so that you're not, so that you're aware of the conditions in which you're applying. Some pesticides are prone to drift, and so if you are applying them when it's really, really windy, they might end up on your neighbor's lawn and not your lawn, and there could be some negative consequences from that.
Okay, so it's really about protecting and being safe and so on. So that's the pesticides. And so the people who, you've described a little bit about the people who may need to get this training and or renew their application, they could be anybody. They could be somebody with a large lawn or even a small lawn who just wants something that's a little bit more aggressive.
Yes, exactly. So the private applicator license is typically geared towards ranchers, homeowners, anyone who is applying a pesticide onto property that they themselves own. That's the key definition there. The next level up would be commercial applicator license, and that's for someone who would be contracting out to apply pesticides onto property on behalf of someone else.
And to be clear, we're not talking about those commercial enterprises. Correct. Right now. We're just talking about personal use.
Correct.
Is there an age limit that you get? I don't know whether you, just speaking with you now, I'm wondering, gosh, do you need to be 16, 18, 21?
I do think you have to be 18.
Yeah. That would seem.
I don't remember.
That would seem. So if you had a question about that, call Micah again.
Yes, I will look it up after this.
You'll double check that, okay. And so these trainings, they're happening one in Buffalo, as you mentioned, another one in KC, about 3 hours each. What happens in them?
Yeah, so the way that will look like is we'll have everybody sign in as they come in. I will distribute materials, so there are a couple manuals that we will send home with you that day, as well as a few extra goodies that I might bring along, some good handouts from the Extension office. And then the Department of Ag, in conjunction with University of Wyoming Extension, has developed a series of recorded video presentations. It used to be that the ag educator would provide lectures or go through presentations for the audience, but we're moving towards this recorded format so that everyone across the entire state is getting the same information in a standardized format. So it's not necessarily the most exciting part of your day, probably, but it is very important information, and we want to make sure that you hear it several times coming from different people so that you have a chance to remember.
And so this is your chance for this year, or are you going to run the class multiple times through the year?
Great question. This will be the chance for the in-person, just 3-hour training. There is a testing option, so if you're not able to attend either of these programming dates later this month, you can call the Extension office, and we can send you home with a take-home test that you can read through the book and complete on your own at home and bring that in, or You can come in and pick up a book, read through it, and then come in and take the test on the computer independently.
Okay, thank you. And so if you're looking outside right now, looking at everything snow-covered as we are this afternoon on a beautiful summer day in Johnson County, but if you're looking out there thinking that on your to-do list is spraying when the snow melts and everything comes up, this is the moment to jump on.
It is. And I will add that... might be a little bit inside information, I guess, but looking forward to future years, there will probably be a testing requirement coming at the end of this, of our 3-hour training session. As of right now, there is not a test required. And so if you are able to attend the trainings this year, that license will be good until April 30th of 2027. And so that might kick that ball down the line a little ways.
Absolutely. Help you dodge that test. Who likes taking tests?
Absolutely. At least for a little while.
Yeah. And so you did actually, I did want to ask you, you talked about it being a renewal class as well as just a first certification. How long have people typically, how would you know to pull your license out and check on your renewal?
Sure. It should have the expiration date on your license. Mm-hmm. If you are not able to locate that, give us a call at the extension office and we can access the system, the database, and we'll be able to pull up your information and let you know.
Okay, thank you. And so, Micah, just remind us again, January the 30th, Monday, January the 30th in Buffalo from 1 till 4. Where is that going to be?
That will be held at the community building on the Johnson County Fairgrounds.
Okay, thank you. And again, the following day in KC, Tuesday, January the 31st at
1 to 4 mm-hmm. in the afternoon at the Red Wall Business and Community Center.
Wonderful, thank you. And how do people sign up?
Well, we're actually not doing a sign up. You can just show up.
Okay.
You can give us a call if you'd like and let us know you'll be there. I would appreciate that, but there is no formal sign-up process.
And as I mentioned to you, I will make sure that there is a link to your contact details next to this audio, and people will be able to reach out to you. And maybe anything else that you've made them think about, and they're going to do it now and jump on and give you a quick call about
absolutely
nurturing their garden, spraying their trees, pruning their trees.
Yes, water, absolutely.
All those things that you have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Micah, thank you very much indeed for your time this afternoon. I look forward to many more conversations with you about all things ag and ranch and what you can offer.
Sounds fantastic. Thank